What is up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew. As always, thank you for joining Founders Journal, my personal audio diary, where I give you, the business builder, the tools you need to think better in order to build better, whether that's building a business, building a team, or building a new product. And today we are talking about talking. It is impossible to be an effective manager, an effective builder, or an effective leader if you haven't figured out the communication strategy for your team or your company. I know this sounds like it's going to be boring. Hopefully it won't be. But what I can guarantee you is that if you haven't thought through how you communicate in your company will ultimately fail. That is a fact. My goal is to take you through my process for determining the type of communication that I want personally at Morning Brew and how we are trying to execute on our communication strategy at this very moment. Let's get into it. Internal communication. It's like the cauliflower of running a business. It's really important. It's really good for you, but people don't want to deal with it. But unless you're a business of one, being intentional about how information flows throughout your business is incredibly important, and it requires constant tweaks because your business is constantly changing. I really could have recorded this episode whenever. It's something that I'm constantly thinking about, that we're constantly iterating on as a company, and that Austin and I as co-founders are constantly talking about. But the reason I'm bringing it up today is because of a conversation that happened in our senior leadership meeting last week. In our meeting, one of the key items that was brought up by a senior leader was around transparency of information and flow of information. What this person said is that while they are clear on what the strategy of Morning Brew is, they would love to know what each senior leader is working on specifically in a given week. They would love to know what I'm working on with Founders Journal or with Morning Brew's paid product. They'd love to know what Austin's working on in his day-to-day. They'd love to know, you know, what our head of people is working on in terms of onboarding of our new employees. And I really appreciated that they brought up this topic, as nothing is more important than having a system for how information flows up, down, and across a business, from senior leaders to the most junior people, from the most junior people to senior leaders, and from function to function and product to product. If you are not intentional about this, you can assume it won't happen. Morning Brew as a business has changed so much over the last 5 years, and our communication has had to change with it. Think about it this way. In early 2018, when we were literally just five people sitting side by side and back to back on the 28th floor of a WeWork space, the communication strategy was easy. Everyone had different roles, but everyone was also wearing 15 hats, and everyone knew everything, and everyone heard every conversation. So the strategy was pretty simple. If you're on the team, you know what's going on. Fast forward to 2021, we have 70 people across 8 business units, all working remote. It goes without saying that our playbook for communication and transparency and how information flows needs to look drastically different. So here's how I think about approaching that playbook, how I think about approaching setting up a communication strategy. And I think this is a process that anyone listening to this episode right now, who is a manager, a leader of a business, should go through as well. It starts by answering a few simple questions that every leader and manager should answer when figuring out what internal communications looks like in their company. The first question, how transparent of a company do we want to be? There's not a right or wrong answer to this. Companies come in all different sizes, shapes, and flavors, and there isn't one answer to how transparent you should be. To answer that question, I specifically pose myself questions around situations. Examples would be, do I want employees to know our financials, quarterly, monthly, annual? If so, do I want them to know the financials always or periodically? Another example would be, do I want employees to know our full product roadmap? If so, what amount of granularity do I want to give them? And the third example would be, do I want employees to know when other employees are let go? If so, what level of detail do I want employees to know the circumstances of the other employee's departure? To save you some time, you can assume I want Morning Brew to be very transparent, but not the most transparent company on planet Earth, because I do think there are potential ramifications or challenges when you are entirely transparent. I'd probably say that I want Morning Brew to be an 8 out of 10, 0 being the least transparent in the world, 10 being the most transparent in the world. For context, I would put Bridgewater Associates, which is notorious for radical candor and transparency, or Netflix at a 10 out of 10. The second question I would ask after asking the question of how transparent of a company do we want to be is, based on that level of transparency of information we want, how do we want transparency to look similar or different hierarchically? Said differently, how much more or less information do I want our head of content to have from our newsletter writer? Or how much more or less information do I want our head of product to have versus a junior product manager? We'll talk more about this one, but I'm honestly still trying to figure out the answer to that question. I would like for most people in the business to have a very similar amount of information about the business, but I also know there are consequences based on that decision. The third and final question that I ask myself when building out any sort of communication strategy in the business is, what do we want our organization's relationship with feedback to be? Do we want it to be frequent or infrequent? Do we want it to be structured, only in the form of one-on-ones, annual reviews, or unstructured? On this one, I definitely want feedback to be frequent, and given I'd like it to be an intuitive part of the culture, I'd like for feedback to be delivered in structured and unstructured ways. Basically, I don't want a day to go by when you're not getting feedback from a peer, a manager, or a direct report. Okay, let's pause for a second. This is a great place for you to take stock of your own communication thoughts. I told you I want Morning Brew to be an 8 out of 10 in terms of transparency. I'm trying to decide how I want information to look similar or different in terms of seniority in the company. And I want feedback to be consistent, both unstructured and structured. What do you want for your company or your team? Hit pause, like literally hit pause on this episode and just think about it for a minute. How transparent do you want your company to be? How do you want that to flow from junior to senior and senior to junior? And what do you want feedback to look like in your company? And remember, there's no right answer here. There are pros and cons to more or less transparency and more or less feedback. It's about what you want for yourself, for your company, and for your team. So now that you know the process for knowing your North Star for company communications, how transparent you want to be, how it flows, whether you like feedback or not, here's how I think about it at Morning Brew right this moment, as well as where I see opportunity to improve it. Based on the questions I posed to you before, you can assume that I want a company with very transparent internal communications. And the way that I think about our internal comms when putting specific strategy around this is in two buckets. The first is company knowledge. This is company to employee communication designed to keep team members up to speed on all things Morning Brew, from little wins to high level strategy. It's kind of what you think of when you hear internal communications. That is generally what people associate with this bucket that I'm calling company knowledge. The second part of internal comms that I think a lot of people don't include in the definition is employee feedback. This is employee to employee communication that is designed to push projects forward or to push the employee forward. I consider feedback to be a part of internal communications because it's quite literally information that is moving inside a business from person to person. The rest of this conversation, I'm going to focus on that first bucket, company knowledge. One, because there's so much to talk about here, but the other is because I think feedback is an entire conversation itself that we'll leave for a later episode. But on the company knowledge portion, in terms of thinking about company to employee communication, I think Morning Brew does an A-minus job of this. We have basically five main channels or strategies through which company knowledge is shared, from short-term and in-the-weeds information to long-term and high-level information. Each one of these channels serves a different purpose. I'm going to walk you through all of them. The first channel is company all hands. Every Monday, we have an all company meeting on Zoom. It's 30 minutes, and the purpose is to get all 70 team members seeing each other, celebrating some of the biggest wins in each department from the previous week, and understanding the biggest priorities of senior leaders at the company. To be clear, in most all hands, the people who speak in the all hands are just senior leaders. Examples of wins we celebrate in an all hands range from the sales team securing a presenting sponsor for one of our podcasts to the content org's launch of a new content series, let's say on personal finance, to a member of the team having a baby. I think the importance of an all hands is clearly heightened in quarantine when we all are yearning for human connection and don't get to spend time with or see others in an office all day. The second company knowledge channel is BrewU. That's what we call it. BrewU is Morning Brew's onboarding orientation for new hires. Basically, if you're a new hire at Morning Brew, your first day, you get access to a Google Drive with a bunch of short videos. The Google Drive has two folders. One is called Core Curriculum. The other is called Elective Curriculum. Our Core Curriculum consists of videos ranging from core values to mission statement to org structure to our most recent quarter's financial performance. Our Elective Curriculum consists of videos like Morning Brew's Book Club, What Is It? How Can I Join? And recordings of lunch and learns led by Morning Brew's employees. The purpose of BrewU is giving our employees the right foundation of information about the company to build upon every day after their first. The third communication channel is State of the Brewunion. State of the Brewunion is Morning Brew's quarterly address. If All Hands, the first one I talked about, is about 1 week thinking, planning, and celebrating, State of the Brewunion is about big picture strategy and long-term performance and celebrating. In State of the Brewunion, we review the company's quarterly goals. We talk about financial performance, literally sharing revenue, profit, cash burn numbers. And we talk about the game plan to hit our specific goals in the upcoming quarter. State of the Brewunion gets our team out of the weeds and into the clouds. The fourth is Lunch and Learns. Every Friday, we host a Lunch and Learn to help our employees be lifelong learners. One of Morning Brew's core values is intellectual curiosity, and this weekly event is a great way to answer employees' questions about the business while also opening their eyes to other people, companies, and industries outside of the walls of the brew. And so the way we do it is on even weeks, we do town hall style Q&As with my co-founder, Austin, where employees get to ask him anything related to the business that the team has a question about. Could range from financial performance and how we think about setting revenue projections to our pace of hiring and how we're going to pull it off to company diversity. On odd weeks, we actually have external guests who will give mini masterclasses based on their domains of expertise. One example would be my friend, David Perel, who did a presentation and Q&A all about online writing and brand building using your writing. So far, we've had four channels to deliver company knowledge. It's All Hands. It is BrewU, our onboarding process. The third is State of the Brewunion, our quarterly address. The fourth is Lunch and Learns. And the fifth and final is Brews Letter. I'm sure you've never heard of a Brews Letter before. Brews Letter is a really unique and valuable resource at Morning Brew. Every Friday, a few employee volunteers write and send out a newsletter that covers the biggest news at Morning Brew as a company, as well as the wider media industry. Think Morning Brew for Morning Brew. It's shared in a Google Doc and includes important weekly information that we just don't have the time to cover in our weekly all hands. The most recent Brews Letter included a weekly scorecard of subscriber numbers of all of our newsletters. It included podcast downloads, and it also included our sales team's percentage to revenue goal for this quarter. It also included a breakdown on this very podcast, Founders Journal, and how it's going to explode in 2021. And then towards the end of Brews Letter, it went into detail about Morning Brew's new employee benefits platform, other news happenings in media, and pictures of children of the brew. So overall, as it relates to this company knowledge bucket within the broader internal communication strategy, jargon, I know, but super important, cauliflower, really good for you. Annoying to deal with, but I'm telling you, you need to think about it. Overall, I'm pretty happy about Morning Brew's strategy around this. We have a comprehensive set of things that allows employees to know what's going on outside of their specific day-to-day, whether that's in the day-to-day of others or around the high-level strategy and performance of the business as a whole. But there are still a few questions I don't have answers to as it relates to company knowledge. The first question is, how similar should the information be that a senior vice president and a junior level employee gets? There are very different schools of thought on this. Some would argue that the more senior, the more specific and consistent the information from financial performance to hiring roadmap to new product updates. If you ask Reed Hastings, one of the founders of Netflix, who is known for extreme candor at their company, he'd probably say 95% of what the C-suite knows, the most junior employee should know. The second question I still don't have a good answer to is, how do we keep employees up to speed on other products and other orgs of the business without distracting or creating whiplash? I think that one of the beauties of a startup and why so many people decide to join them is to truly understand how a business works. I want to give that gift to our employees, but I also know that information overload is a real thing. And I don't want to distract employees from what's most important in their day-to-day. And so like I even think of the example in my head, we're working on this paid product. It's really exciting, but there are a lot of changes that happen to it. It's a startup within a startup. And so every week, it looks very different from the week prior. Something that I'm trying to reconcile is how much do I share about this paid product before there's more stability around the product so that employees don't experience this whiplash of it changing constantly. While I bias towards more information rather than less, I don't believe we've found the perfect balance as a company yet. Obviously, I could talk about this topic forever, but like I said, internal comms is cauliflower. The only way to get someone eating cauliflower is in small servings. So this is your small serving of cauliflower for the day. I hope it's made you realize how important an internal communication strategy is to any business or any team. And what I'd love for you to do is reflect on this conversation by asking yourself the following question. If Morning Brew wants to be an 8 out of 10 in terms of transparency, Netflix is a 10 out of 10, what do you want for your company or team? What number out of 10? And why did you choose that number? And finally, before signing off, I have one very simple ask of you, and that is to leave a review for this show. In the interest of transparency, the number one way to grow a podcast is through show reviews. Reviews take less than 60 seconds, may actually take less than 30 seconds, but they make a huge difference for podcasters like myself. It would mean the world to me if you could head to the Apple Podcast app and leave a review on the show. Right now, there are 191 ratings, and my goal is to get to 250 in 30 days. Really freaking ambitious, but with your help, I believe we can do it. Thank you all for listening, and I'll catch you next episode. Take it easy, everyone.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.